Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome to VFN TV, the daily radio program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Well, tell us what's going on, man. What's happening in your life? It's been so long since we spoke. Patrick?
Yes.
I'm older.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
He did. He's
You're his older.
50th.
Yes, but we're asking about you right now.
I like the way you kind of give that back. All the
time. I don't want him to deflect right now. I want This is your moment, bro. Come on, talk to us. What's happening?
You need your cane?
I'm just learning how to love.
Oh, wow.
You've been on this thing for a while, learning how to love.
Don't mess with
nothing else.
Let him focus.
Leave him alone.
No, I didn't. Good morning, Trees. Well, you know, if you missed the earlier programs, you got to catch them. We're talking about, you know, God dancing. I know it's kind of, but, you know, and reverently thinking about a relationship with God as our Father and the prodigal Father. And you got to listen to that, get a perspective, because the more you know about how much God loves you, the more you're going to be compelled to love him back in a way which comes out in obedience. But you're compelled by your love for him. When you love, I mean, think about it. When this guy falls in love with this girl, I mean, the first thing he wants to know is, do you like flowers? What kind of flowers do you like? Do you like the saints?
No.
Like,
well,
DVDs?
You will learn.
You will.
Guaranteed.
You like DVD players? What do you like? What do you,
so falling truly in love with God, you want to know what God likes. You want to know what he wants because you love him. But if you look at the Bible as a book of rules, a little here, a little there, all that kind of stuff, it's not going to be good because that's not who he is. He's a lover of your soul. He loves you and has a plan for your life. But we're going to be talking about in this program about moderate Islam being an oxymoron. So I remember talking with John Stenberger and where he's teaching a class in VFNU about the church and the Constitution and all that. And I was just so surprised at his answer. You know, his answer to America's situation was moderate. You know, we have to have moderate Muslims and moderate Christians, and then we can actually have America. But outside of moderate Christians and moderate Islam, you know, we can't. It's not going to work. And it's like a backslidden Muslim and a backslidden Christian is the answer for America.
That's our hope, really.
Wow.
Yeah, and he had to take off to another meeting to get a chance to really talk about that. And John's a really good guy, but the thing about it is, really. And so we'll be talking about the interview here today from CBN, talking about somebody who has firsthand knowledge of that and getting a perspective, because God loves Muslims. And but what does that mean? What does that actually mean? When you say a moderate Christian, you know, what does that mean as well? Plus, we'll get a chance to talk about how vulnerable we are as a nation. The truth is that walking outside of God, you know, think about this. Just throwing your chest out, throwing your nose up, and saying you can do this without God, I mean, it's not going to be good.
Mm-mm.
But when you see a nation doing that, when you see a nation's leaders doing that, and you know, a lot of the churches, not all the church, but a lot of the churches pretty much just left God's way of doing things.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not that anytime anybody tells you it's complicated, it's not that complicated.
Mm-hmm.
He's God, you're not. This is what he says.
That's what you do.
It's because he loves you and because you love him.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's not that complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And his grace is sufficient. And he, as you go, he shows you. And if you missed the earlier program about dancing with God and understanding these footprints and the saying, you got to hear that. It was just such a powerful analogy of what's going on. But, you know, we're going to be having Youssef. I think it's,
the son of Hamas?
Yes, the son of Hamas. We'll be talking about him soon. I know we've been talking about him for some time. It's amazing.
But it's awesome.
It is so amazing. Yeah. Just trying to get, you know, because we want to dedicate an entire, probably could be 3 or 4 programs to that, just so it's all together so you can actually get, because I love his viewpoint about it, because he was a son of, he was a Muslim, a son of Hamas. His dad was a leader in the Muslim Brotherhood, and but his dad was passive in the context of the militant response, but yet moderate in how he knew what happened was going on, the violent part, but he just didn't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that's kind of worse than actually being it. So he talked about. And then eventually, long story short, he's a Christian today because he found the love of God.
Hmm.
Think about that. The love of God. And the question he talks about in there, he just says, you know, everybody says, you know, what side is God on? And you have Palestinians saying, you know, God's on our side. And the Jews are saying God's on their side. You know, what's God going to do? Is he going to take over Israel? Is he going to take over, you know, Palestine? Is he going to take over all these different And he goes, God didn't come to take sides. He came to take over.
Hey, and if you didn't know, you'll find out.
Yeah. And he came to take over. And that's who he is. Mm-hmm. And all that ground is going to split when his feet touch that mountain, right? And so we're going to be talking about that today. And I'm looking forward to just exploring the reality of the vulnerability of just the arrogance that, you know, that. We can struggle with thinking like, hey, this thing's going to go on forever. Mm-hmm. We're against the coal industry, but we don't realize it's actually the burning of coal that turns the wheel, that causes power to come into your home and charge your little iPhone and stuff. But people don't know how to connect. But in regards to power itself, right?
Yeah. You know, we're talking about that actually during a break about how vulnerable. I mean, I don't know of a time that America has been more vulnerable than it is today, but, you know, every person has, we totally live exposed all the time. You know what I mean? Everybody has vulnerabilities, and vulnerability is a weakness. It's an opportunity for you to be hurt, and you're just kind of naked and exposed. And as I was thinking about this and meditating on just what is happening in our country and with America and all the things that are, you know, around us, I look at, man, we are so vulnerable. In our own land, you think about what's happening on the borders and what's happening in Mexico. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people are coming in, you know, all over. And it's not just Mexicans. People come from other countries are going through those borders. You think about the downgrading of our military.
And just standing
out, which is our strength. And it's like, oh, my goodness, we're vulnerable, you know. When you think about our economy and what Russia was saying, Putin was actually saying that he wants to see the American dollar. Says, you know, totally removed as the number one currency. Mm-hmm. They want to replace the International Monetary Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Friedman from Game Plan says that America thinks we're so arrogant that people actually want our $17 trillion debt money. They want American dollars.
Like, well, he said America is so arrogant.
Yes.
That thinks they're arrogant.
Yes, is so arrogant. Mm-hmm. You're right.
But he said.
Yeah. And it's like, oh my goodness. And then you think about that, only 2%.
And he said the reason why they don't want it is because it's so much debt tied to it now. It's in the hole.
Yeah.
It's like, do you want my debt? No, I don't want your debt. If you have some gold, oh, we don't have gold.
But again, America's so arrogant. It's like, yeah, sure you do. Sure you do. You want it. You want it. You want it. Then you think about 2% of the nation actually prepares food for the other 98% of America. Vulnerability here.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And now, you know, and what's happening is you just become so prideful. And pride is basically living a life separate from God, independent, self-reliant. We don't need God anymore.
It's like we're being set up for our consequences, right? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Been set up. When you think about God will show you a king or he'll show you a president and a dream or a vision. And some people think, well, that's the president or that's the. But actually, it can represent the nation that they represent.
That's right.
That, you know, that. Because I remember God spoke to you specifically. But think about. That America's getting set up.
No doubt.
She's being set up.
No doubt.
For a fall if we don't, right?
Well,
pride
yeah.
comes before a fall.
Get ready. I think about James Robinson's word that we have a choice, humility or humiliation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Choose. But the only way that, you know, we all have these vulnerabilities. The only way we can survive this is by being humble and being totally dependent upon God and trusting in the Lord and doing what's right. Because let me tell you, anything can happen to you at any time.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get in a car wreck, and everything changes. You can get an illness, everything changes. Something happens in your home, everything changes. So to live so arrogantly and to think that we can live, you know, I heard, actually, it was Leonard Raven who said, the greatest sin that anyone could ever commit, the greatest sin, is to try to live a life independent of God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what, you know, America's doing, and even but some believers are doing amongst the church. It's just picking and choosing what we think that we can actually believe and implement in our lives according to God's word.
Mm-hmm.
CBN just did a segment,
mm-hmm.
and we have a video for you about how vulnerable the power grid that we have in our country
is. Power grid is where all those wires that connect send power to our houses.
Yeah. Oh, it's not the light switch, is not.
Right. Okay.
Oh, there's something else behind
yeah,
that.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
So without the power grid, your house has no, your office has no power, your hospital has no power.
Which means no iPad, no computer, no TV, mm-hmm. no lights, no nothing.
No, right. Silicon Valley. As a matter of fact, they're going to talk about Silicon Valley that was vulnerable. Yes.
We'll be right back.
Did you know that Jesus himself said, apart from abiding in him, that we can accomplish nothing? So many people want to be able to do that, but you know what? They don't have a plan to do it. We put together a simple plan for you, and it's at iabide.org. It's iabide.org. Go there and request your plan today. It is amazing how your life will change when you begin to spend time with him who created the universe. He's been desiring that you would do that. It's at iabide.org. Request your simple plan today.
Our role and responsibility is to really set the tone and direction of society and culture. I tell people all the time that the movement that was led by my father was a spiritual movement. It wasn't a civil rights movement. It impacted civil rights. But it was a spiritual movement, and its assignment was to civil rights.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, how? That's the big question. How? How are we going to protect ourselves?
Yeah.
With all this vulnerability and all these things happening, 2%. Growing the food for 98%, all these things. So how are we going to do that with our military being weak? And how are we going to do this? And you have to understand, the only reason it ever worked in the first place, this is the answer. One nation, under God, undivided, which means indivisible, undivided. Mm-hmm. Think about it. And justice for all.
Mm-hmm.
That it has. We have to be the only way America works. The only way America works in its original intent is with the Constitution.
Right.
With God over it, in the year of our Lord, right?
That's it.
That our rights come from our Creator. So you're just, what we're seeing when you think about all these different things, you're actually seeing how good God's been to this country.
Absolutely, because, you know, we're talking during the break, it's not safe because America has the ability to protect herself. The only reason that this hasn't happened already mm-hmm. is because of the mercies of God. It's given America the opportunity to repent.
Right.
It really is.
He was saying too. I mean, you know, this power grid or the power plant. Not even a plant, but it's where the
in New York.
Yeah, right there in New York. That if you hit that, the New York Stock Exchange will go out,
and then it'll affect the nation and the world.
The world, because the confidence in the market drops, and next thing you know, people start panicking and pulling their money out. Or Silicon Valley. You know, you hit Google and mm-hmm. everything that's ran out of the Silicon Valley area,
right.
you know, goes down, which is probably a lot of integration even there with the New York Stock Exchange. And you think, well, this is so vulnerable. It's always been that vulnerable.
Right.
You don't know this until you've gone through some physical problems and you find out, my goodness, everything in the body has to fire off just like God designed it. If mm-hmm. not, you know, you need help mm-hmm. in the context of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everything in America has to fire off the way it was designed. For everything to be right, and if not, we need help, and we need God. And what we're seeing, all these things that we're seeing that we need God. We need to turn back to God. It was God that kept us safe. This stuff is wonderful because it reveals to us how good God's been to this country.
That's right.
With all of our problems, all of our, you know, good history and bad history, we kept God up there.
Yeah.
And said, this is one nation under God. That all of our rights come from him, and that we kept on trying to go back to the original intent and stay there in the original intent. And, you know, God's moved mightily, and the world's been touched because of, you know, how God has blessed America. But now we're watching all these things decline. And I think about the very beginning, you can say what you want to, but when God wants you to say what he wants you to say, you know, these words just come out in the context of that. But you think when, an oath of office was being taken. He said, "I promise." What was the word to
the defend?
No, it wasn't defend. To execute. I pledged to execute it. The Chief Justice messed it up, and then the president repeated to execute the office of the presidency of the United States. So he had to go back and retake it again.
Mm-hmm.
But it was almost like a statement was being made to America saying, listen, if we don't turn back to God, God will take this thing down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a mother would say, you know, I brought you into this world, and I'll take you out. But if you read the word of God, this is what God says. I brought this nation into this world, and I'll take this nation out. I'll tell them to stay, and they stay. I tell them to go, and they go.
Read history.
Yeah, and if I plan for them to go because they've done wrong, but if they turn around and start doing what's right, I'll let them stand.
Mm-hmm.
Or he'll stop his good plans. I mean, think about it. We talked about earlier about understanding God as Father and understanding that he has feelings and he has a response, and you know, we're created in his image and likeness. He's not like us. We're like him. And we're hurting the heart of God by doing something like that, turning our hearts. So he's like, he's done all this for us, and we're going to pull his name off of everything?
Right. Mm-hmm. God has indeed blessed America. The true question is, will America bless God? I mean, at this point, you have gratitude, and you realize, this would be a terrible thing to lose this great country. It'd be a terrible thing to lose this great country, but please, it can happen, and it's on its way, lest we repent, and really, and the church as well. I mean, looking at the church, it's like, we have a lot of exposure here. We need to humble ourselves and not be sticking out any kind of chest anywhere, you know. And
statistically, you can prove that because George Barna reports that.
Absolutely.
You know, out of regular church attenders that attend once every 2 weeks or something of that nature, he says that 81% don't even touch what God has to say.
Mm.
They don't even pick up a Bible at all. 81%. 81%.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the 19% who do, only 3% of those actually read it in the context, like, I care what God says and I'm going to do it. I'm going to make life decisions based on what God is saying, which means only 3%. Think about that. Only 3%. That's huge. And it's like, I mean, we need to respond. And that's how you can know. You can know when people are not looking to what God has to say, that means they're not interested in what God has to say. And the question is to ask us as, you know, those that are calling themselves ministers for God, you know, what are we telling folks?
That's right.
What are we saying that's causing people not to be interested? What have we, you know, has our understanding become darkened? Have we fallen into sin? Have we let the enemy threaten us and say, you know, don't speak truth anymore? Are we starting to preach? Can you imagine shedding your blood over an incident and somebody says, you can talk about everything except for their sacrifice. You cannot bring up the fact. I mean, not preaching the blood of Jesus Christ and the cross and him crucified. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, guess what? Our power plants will stand. Our economy will flow. Our ground will produce great harvests out there, and souls will come in, and the church will be healthy. Listen, let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to the Lord.
Dan Gallagher from High Bridge, New Jersey, who's an educator, said, John, talk to me for a minute about connecting. Well, that's one of my favorite subjects. You know, I wrote a book, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. Basically, what I was saying in the book is this. A lot of people talk. But haven't you been sitting at a lunch table with somebody and they were talking and nobody was home? I mean, they just weren't. Remember the old gong show when somebody was talking, they weren't doing a good job. You could go over and take the old mallet and gong them and it had to be over. Don't you wish we all had to carry gongs with us, and when the conversation got a little boring, we could just get up and gong somebody and it would be done? Well, it's not that easy. And here's what's sad. So many people, when they don't connect, don't even know they're not connecting. I would encourage you. Begin to ask other people, am I interesting? Am I adding value to you? When I walk into a room and when I'm with somebody in an experience, do people really care and are they excited? Do I have the ability to draw people to me? Am I a connector or am I a disconnector? You see, on a phone, when I'm disconnected, I know it immediately. But so many times in life, people disconnect on a daily basis and don't have a clue. Ha, maybe you need to get my book.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
God's word says, he says, when a prudent man sees danger, he prepares for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a fool keeps going and suffers for it. You know, why not prepare? Why not, you know, go to VFN TV and just see prudent preparation? Why not be prepared? Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. And if it's ash, if you're talking about ash coming up, the biggest thing that you're going to try to do is breathe. Because you can't breathe that in. I remember the 9/11 when those towers got hit. The entire island was covered, it seemed, with.
Yeah.
Remember that big cloud of ash that was coming down the road and people were running? And at one moment it was sunny, and the next moment there was so much ash that that big thing was breathing.
Yeah.
You just couldn't breathe. The reporters were pulling their shirts over their faces and trying to breathe. And it's like, dear Lord, have mercy on America, God. Prevent this disaster that it just seems like the whole earth. This is what Jesus said. This is what the Word of God says. He says, if you don't cry out, the earth will cry out.
Mm.
Somebody says, well, the rocks will cry out. Well, understand, we are on a tectonic plate, a big rock that's floating on magma. It's floating on, you know, the things that Pat eats. I mean, with a little hot sauce, right?
A little bit of hot sauce.
It's amazing. And it's just amazing. Think about it. It's just magma boiling under this rock called a tectonic plate. And it's like the earth just begins to shake and quake and says, no, you will honor me. You will honor the creator of the earth. And you will. And this is what he says, I believe, in Isaiah. He says that that he teaches the earth righteousness through you know, turmoil upon the earth.
Right.
And so, you know, it's like, hey, we could just repent now and say, we're sorry, and then live a life as if we are, and just say, you know what? You know, I want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. I want to actually read the Bible and do what it says and be rightly related with those who do. And so that we don't have to go through disaster. But the thing about this is this is the center of the United States. And you've heard earlier, and you hopefully there's a related link in this post. If you're listening to it or viewing it or whatever, you can find all the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. But I think about Sharon Holderbaum in Colorado when I'm speaking to her. I'm in Texas, you know, and I'm talking to her and Brett, saying, you know, hold on a moment about something that's going on. And I said, I need to hear from the Lord about what's next. And in between my call and talking to her, God spoke to her and showed her the center of the United States, basically just right down the center. And just a major storm from the east and the west just kind of converging in the center there. I think about Dimitri Dudeman says that, you know, who's gone to be with the Lord, but through the fire and his prophecy, and hopefully we'll have Michael Badia on, you know, sometime soon, that something was going to happen in the center of the United States and it was going to draw everybody's attention, and then all of our vulnerable areas would be under attack in the context of that. But understand this. Don't be fearful if you're with the Lord. The Lord's going to take care of you. I mean, he takes care of those who are his. Just be his. Don't think you're his.
Right.
Be his. Your spirit will bear witness with his spirit that you are a son or a daughter of God. Not because somebody told you that he were, you know, because you're not going to be able to necessarily find that person, because that's a hireling. They're going to run.
They're going to run.
But the person who understood to tell you, listen, you will know that you're born again. You will know that because God is with you. But then again, it makes me think about, you know, what God has shown you about the sin. Tell us about this.
Well, the Lord spoke to me in this dream, and in this dream, I was, we had just experienced.
So was it older than what God wrote in the Bible? I mean, was
no,
far back
no,
before
no.
Jesus?
Okay, no, I just want to make sure. And in this dream, the center of the country was absolutely destroyed.
Wait a minute. The center again?
Yeah, the center of the country.
Where they're talking, where bison are running from right now? Yeah. Was it Wyoming? It's Wyoming, I think. Yeah.
Center of the country was completely destroyed. Apparently, we had suffered some sort of disaster. You know, I didn't know what it was, but it was literally destroyed. And I can remember, you know, in this dream that, you know, and from natural experiences and having gone through some hurricanes myself, that, you know, when there's disaster like that, the first couple of days, people are searching. It's search and rescue. Try to get as many survivors out in the first 48 hours.
Everybody just starts coming in to help.
Right, everyone comes in to help. But in this dream and what I saw, it was so totally destroyed that there was no search and recovery. It was just recovery because everyone there was dead. There was no way, and it was just massive. Well, in the dream, I'm going to bed that night. I'm sleeping, and someone comes to wake me up early the next morning, and it says, you're never going to believe this. I said, what? And
so you're actually in the dream sleeping, and they'll wake you up.
Right, they wake me up in the dream. And
so you have a dream within a dream.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they wake me up the next morning and say, you're not going to believe this. What happened? And they said, last night while we were all asleep, the enemy came in, and they began attacking us and when we were the most vulnerable. And instantly, I was like lifted up in this dream, and I'm looking at a map of the United States, and I see these planes, a row of them, one after the other, and they all come from basically the bottom part of Florida up the Gulf Coast, and they're traveling around the borders, mm-hmm. and they're dropping bombs and just fleeing. They're not staying. They're just dropping bombs all around the border, all the way up California, all the way across, you know, the northern part, mm-hmm. and leaving. Mm-hmm. And instantly I woke up, and I'm thinking, man, this at our most vulnerable point, mm-hmm. at our most vulnerable point, the enemy came on in and just totally took advantage of that situation.
Wow.
And then the Lord's, you know, showing me that that there's going to be a physical attack on America. And he actually showed me the ramifications of the planes that you saw. Mm-hmm. Actually saw the bombs actually landing in the ground. And so in the dirt being thrown up and all that. And again, we're you know, God doesn't do anything is what he says until he reveals it to his prophets first. And a prophet's not... No, everybody's the same. Nobody's any more valuable than anybody else. But it's just, and because so many people have lifted themselves up because of those, you even hate to mention those things. But just understand this: God telling you what's going to happen in the future now, history in advance, and it's because He loves us. You know, He's not telling us so we can go, hey, you know, this is, you know, I can make it a big name for myself. He's saying, you know, you actually can repent, you can pray, and I can stop this thing.
Yeah,
you know, and. But I saw, and when we were, this is how powerful this physical thing is. It's going to, based unless the Lord stops it, is going to happen. The day that we did it, and you can go back and listen to it, the day that we're going to say, okay, here it goes, because the church is all into specifically that it's all metaphors, it's all spiritual, and doesn't have any practical application in your life. You know, that's why 97% don't even honor God with the tithes and the offerings. It's not really, it's if you want to, and that kind of thing. But it's not, especially physically, you know, ask somebody who's sick right now. They're physically sick, despite the spiritual maybe thing. And so in the context of that, as soon as I said the words, you know, this battle is going to be physical, right? Was that the words?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be physical. And at that point, the entire county almost was from the most southern parts of that county to the northern parts got hit. Not only did it get the power get hit out, but the fiber optics got put out. And we came back up. We stayed on the air because God already told us this is coming, so we have to have all the different towers, generators, all that kind of stuff we had to have. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.